Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports, live from fabulous Las Vegas. Want to thank everyone for joining us, regulars and new listeners. Thank you.
Irregulars.
Of course, hosting tonight, the one, the only, Mr. J.J. Nunn.
Yes, welcome everybody to Super Tuesday.
Super Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's Super Tuesday every Tuesday. What are you talking about?
Super Tuesday.
At 6 p.m. every Tuesday, Super Tuesday.
Okay.
Is there something else going on? What's going on?
I thought you'd be nervous.
Why would I be nervous?
What
am I nervous about?
I heard this guy who's running for president is going to build a wall around Detroit, Mexico.
And make Detroit, Mexico pay for it.
I thought he was going to round up 11 million of you guys and ship you all back.
You guys.
That's it.
I think Gary should take more offense to that than I. Speaking of Gary, of course, the man always on a mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt.
How you guys doing?
How you doing?
I know how you're doing. You're building a brick wall. Huh?
You have siblings that are half. You have siblings that are half of them guys, don't you?
Yes, I do. But they're not from that side of the brick wall. They're from this side of the brick wall.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, look who's talking. Your guy's Mr. Hairdy there.
I'm gonna be on the right side. I'm on the right side of the wall. I got a real birth certificate here. That's all there is to it, man. Super Tuesday.
I know. Every Tuesday.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. Super Tuesday. 6 p.m. Super Tuesday. Every Tuesday. March 1st, the very first Tuesday of the month.
Isn't it like March? The Ides of March or something? Or am I wrong? Is that another March date? I don't know.
Again, Super Tuesday every Tuesday at 6 p.m. here. Now.
Oh, yeah, we're super.
So how's Super Tuesday going?
Huh?
How's Super Tuesday going for you?
For me? Great.
Okay.
Fantastic. I don't know about the rest of the world, but I think we're all going to be dead.
Hey, you know, we're all going to be sooner or later. We have no control. Let's just stick to our racing and go have fun while we can, right?
According to Super Tuesday's results, man, we're all Trump swept, Clinton swept. That's it. If Trump gets in office, we're all dead. That's all.
We're all dead. Trump or Clinton gets in office, we're all dead.
No, I'm looking at a career change if Clinton gets in.
Let's stop.
This is a family show.
I'm looking at a career change.
I know. You're getting your suit ready to be an intern. I already know that.
I'm gonna go get my blue suit. I'm going to get a box of cigars. I'm going to Washington, and I'm going to apply to become an intern.
I would say more, but it might take the show in the wrong direction. So, happy interning to you, Jay.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Enjoy your time.
I will. Hey.
Well, and you are younger, so that might still work out.
Big career change coming up. Maybe. That's it. It doesn't matter. I'm voting for Nixon.
We're waiting for Reaganomics. Oh, man. So how's your trip, Gary? You just got back? When did you get back? With the cow, huh?
Yes,
Enjoying that beautiful California sunshine?
Yes, I did.
When did you get back?
Last night.
Oh, late. You like that traveling,
and
don't you?
And I will be going back next weekend. Not this weekend, coming up next weekend.
Wait, that's race weekend.
No, it's not.
Okay. I just wanted to see if your heart would drop.
No, it's not.
All right.
And that's why I'm going back next following weekend.
Following weekend.
Not this weekend coming up, the following weekend of the 11th.
Are you going to be back 12th on the 12th?
Of the 11th, no.
Well, that's open practice all day.
I'm not going to be practicing, even if I had a car ready.
I'll be out there all by myself.
Yes, you will.
I don't know what I'll be in, but I'll be out there by myself.
The weekend of the 11th, 12th, and 13th, I'll be back in California.
Oh, cool. Yes. Hope things are going well there for you. Headaches, I know. Every time I go to Cal, there's always headaches for me, too. It's a California thing.
It's a family thing with me.
Okay. It's a California thing for me.
It's a family thing.
Maybe we're building a wall in the wrong place.
He needs to build a wall around his old house or something, right?
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah. Well, sorry to hear that. Hope things go well there. Probably. Smooth. So.
Yeah.
But anyways.
They're running out of time, so they better get better.
You going to... Well, I don't know if there's any racing going on down that weekend or not, or if you even have time
looked.
To go look.
I haven't looked.
Well, you better start looking, man.
Yeah.
I know where they have put walls.
He's still on walls. He don't care if it's Hillary's walls or Mexican walls. He's on walls.
They took the wall at the speedway. They took the walls out of our pits.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. Well, and they put them in front of and the exit. They blocked off the bull ring. They put K-rails, blocked it off.
Oh.
Can't get in there and can't get out of there.
No free practice for you and the bus anymore?
That's correct.
Okay.
And I had my residents out there last Wednesday.
Did they really block it off so nobody can get on there?
Well,
oh, I wonder if it's
they're
because...
They're in preparation for the NASCAR race.
Yeah, that's what I was
going to
say. That's
so
probably why.
They made sure, you know, the parking, would be, hey, look, racetrack, let's go out there.
Let's check it out.
You know, hey, look, there's a little white bus and a guy driving it with a bunch of people in it.
Yeah, they look confused. They don't know where they're at. Why are we here?
It was the first time I went out there, and security actually waved at me.
You said hello
at the walls, knowing that the walls were up.
Obviously, that security guard did not go in his office and see the picture of JJ on the wall.
Oh, man.
Well, we put a new wrap on the bus, so it has a completely different name.
So, yeah, so now, okay.
It has a completely different name on the side of it.
So you're fine until that one gets kicked out.
Yeah, they're still looking for Regency Palms, which is no longer there. So
you know, if they ask you, just say, yeah, we do this every year.
Maybe
every,
they thought it was a new bus.
Maybe they did, but it certainly wasn't the old one they got pictures of.
Obviously, they didn't want a new bust. So
yeah, true.
Speaking of that, I've had a similar thing, but not with the bus full of residences or anything like that. There's one time out at the, and probably get in trouble for this at some point, but at the dirt track, me and a buddy of mine wanted to go in the pits and all, and it was expensive one of the first times that they had the dirt track, you know,
the Outlaws
were out there. The Duel in the Desert.
The Duel.
Yeah. And so we were like, oh, I want to check this out from the pit side and all that. And, of course, we didn't want to pay for the pit passes and all that.
$55.
Yeah, well, I can't remember how much it was. It was pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Like, man, for two of us, it would be $100-something.
Yep.
I had my work van and all that. So it's like, man, I think we'll just drive in. So we drove. Yeah, you know how they stop you at the front. I just waved to the guy and just kept driving. He waved back to me and just like kind
of. Here's what he's failing to say is there was 18 of them in the back of the van.
That was me and one buddy. Not many of them guys like racing. So.
There we go.
Oh man, look at the size of those trailers.
We can get 12 families in one of them.
So he just waved. He waved back.
We need to get a race trailer.
Drove in, parked, went and watched racing from the pits, walked around. Yeah.
Oh, so, man.
So if you want to just get
dirt trash,
just go wave and drive in.
Yeah. No, they know JJ.
They know Jay. They won't let him in.
Speaking of the dirt track, two races this weekend at the dirt track of World of Outlaws.
I know. And they always put on
Thursday and Friday.
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You going?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to try to go one of the nights, not both
NASCAR
nights.
NASCAR weekend, man. The Outlaws in town.
I wonder if we can get on wheels to pay for us.
Why don't
to
you
go?
Just drive in? I'm told you how to get in. I told you how to get in, so I'll meet you inside. We'll watch it from the pits.
I can see it now. Our listeners are going to be like, oh, Mike from On Wheels.
He said, just wave
and drive in.
Just wave and drive in.
Be friendly and drive in.
Well, if you do that and you get in, let us know next Tuesday, okay? I'm curious.
How many of you made it?
Or how many of you are next to Jay's picture up on the in the main office by security? Now, I was out there earlier today. And
I can hear the conversation going on now out there.
We need more walls.
Well, they're just driving, and we'll make them pay for it, whoever they are.
I could hear the conversation right now. Stop every car.
Hey, hey.
How did we oversell the pits?
Oh, man. I have another story, but for the Super Speedway. But we'll save that for another day.
Oh, I got plenty of them.
I know.
From the previous
mine's similar
show.
Too, yeah. So.
From the previous radio show.
Oh, well. So you going? No. Yeah, you might go, huh? Gary?
Maybe.
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 You, Jay? No, you never go.
I got to work.
Thursday night and?
Thursday, no. I'm all right. I already got plans Thursday.
Uh-huh, see? He's washing his hair that night.
Washing the gray right out.
What's with the hair, man?
Well, no, I'm just, that's the excuse.
I got plans Thursday.
Women give when they don't want to go on a date or something. Like, oh, I'm washing my hair that night. That's all.
I never got that excuse. Maybe you got that excuse.
I watch TV, some, you know. Anyways.
Don't blame it on TV.
It's TV. TV's fault.
Maybe that's what goes on in Detroit, Mexico.
I'm still waiting for a restaurant that opens up by the name of I Don't Care.
That's right.
And he asked the wife, where do you want to go eat? I don't care. that restaurant, once I'm going to open that restaurant, I don't care. I'm in. Say, where do you want to go eat? I don't care.
It'd be full.
Right, we'll go there.
Full of pissed off women that are like, crap.
No, but
what
nothing on the
this?
Menu will satisfy him.
What's this restaurant? I don't care.
Right. Oh, man.
Where you want to go tonight? I don't care. All right.
All right.
Let's go. Get in the car.
Every other night, that's where we're going. I'll be there every night because I always say that. I don't care. What do you want to eat?
I don't care.
I don't care. Whatever. But, yeah, a lot of prep going on out at the big super speedway out there at LVMS. I was out there today and saw lots of activity out there.
Saw Jeff Motley on TV. Had a quick 3-minute interview.
Nice.
Yeah. He was asked, when do you start preparations for
the
NASCAR race? And he said, we start the next day after last year's race.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, you know.
We rolled through there. Petty Enterprise was just setting up. Guys were out with the blowers.
You said you were out there, what, last week?
Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday, driving around. Everybody was gearing up.
And signs were going up.
Do you go to the infield?
I go into the infield, Neon Garage. And,
right.
You know, they got exotic racing. They didn't have too much going on with that.
Right.
And saw all the wreckers and the flatbeds.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all stacked up and... they're cleaning the place up, putting the finishing touches.
Yep, tents are going up for the pit or the entrance area for all the vendors and
all
things
signs,
like that.
You know, the weekend signs going up, RVs this way and pit stop this way. A lot of work going on. Mike Stafford's very, very busy right now. They were tearing up cement, too. Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're at.
Back on the strip. By the strip.
Strip side.
Yeah, the strip side. They were doing some sidewalk work.
Oh, interesting.
Another guy was out there grinding the sidewalk. I guess it must have lifted or it was a trip factor or something back there by the strip. So, yep.
A lot of work going on.
A lot of work going on.
Dang.
That's it. And we're not paying for it. That's all I know.
Are you sure? Didn't pit prices keep going up?
The people paying for those tickets are, that's for sure.
I know.
But a lot of work. No trailers in yet. They had a lot of trailers off that were locked up on the strip side. And Sprint was out there. They had five big rigs out there on the Las Vegas side, just a little ways down from the bullring. So Sprint was in there early setting up Wednesday.
I'm still waiting for, you know how like in the neon garage area, you can walk in there, they have like where they pull the cars in for pictures when they win. Sprint, you know, they sponsor,
Victory
of course.
Lane.
Yeah, Victory Lane. So they have, you can actually stand there and take a picture by the trophy and stuff like that. But they don't want you taking your own pictures. Because I was going to do that, had somebody, they were like, no, we take it for you. You know, they take their own camera and all that. And we email it to you. So, all right, get my email address. Now, this was like a couple years ago. I'm still waiting for my picture, by the way. So instead of my picture, they kept sending me sales offers and all this other bull crap from Sprint. And I had already canceled Sprint years ago because I had nothing but problems. But so still waiting for my picture from Sprint. Thank you.
It used to be
like 4 years ago.
Yeah, used to be they get your phone number.
Yep.
Okay, and your address. Now it's all about, you don't need to put your name, you don't need
email.
To put your address,
nope.
You don't need to put, whenever you fill out one of these forms, all you need to do is put in the email.
Yep.
And you don't have to fill out anything else. Okay, but if you don't put in the email, that's where it comes up red and says, this is required.
Right.
Exactly. You can't go any farther unless you got an email.
So I'm still waiting for my picture. Spirit.
They sent it to Detroit, Mexico.
It might do. Yeah, I believe it. It's probably there. Jeez.
It's on the wall of security dirt track.
Now it is, probably. Oh, well.
Already.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yep, big boys coming to town. They got the auction over at Sam's Town. They got the Fremont Street deal going on. Kyle Busch going to be at the M&M factory out on the strip.
Every year he does that.
All coming to town.
They're going to have that, I don't know what day, they'll have that parade, the NASCAR Hauler Parade, yeah. I'm busy Thursday, so let's hope it's not Thursday.
It'll be at the dirt track, right?
No.
Yeah, what time they roll in? Kind of early, don't
you know? I am planning on going to the race on Saturday.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, the Infinity race.
Yes.
Really? You didn't invite us?
No.
Why are you going?
Get an
extra ticket?
My buddy, Steven Zimmerman Jr.'s dad, Senior, has a ticket that he's given me.
Steven Zimmerman Jr. Dad.
Senior.
Zimmerman Sr.
is okay. Giving me a ticket.
Cool. Are they going out there too?
No, just him and I.
Oh, cool. I was going to go. I actually saw some the RV tickets on sale. Like you stay there from, I don't know. Wednesday till whenever,
all
week,
Sunday, yeah.
Sunday
you
Monday.
Check out Monday.
Yep.
Yep.
For like a few $100, I was like, you know, this one for like $1,400, you can get the infield, but this one's like a few $100. It was outside of turn three, I think it was. And there's buses that, you know, can take you in. You get the
tram,
and
little trams, little
right?
Cars.
You get the pass to get all the, you know, the pit pass and all that stuff. It was only a few $100. I almost thought about seeing if somebody wanted to go in with me on that. But then I was like, I'd be stuck there.
No, I'm not allowed in the RV area. They don't consider my little white bus an RV.
I just don't know what to say, so I won't say anything.
Tents. He's used to tents.
Yeah. What is it with you guys picking on me today? I was on time.
It's your turn. We have nothing else to pick on since you were actually on time for the picnic, so you got away with that for the entire year. So.
Oh, hold on. He was there before we were there.
I was, too.
A minute before, right. But he was there before.
I was there half hour before.
Yeah. That's what you say.
He made a point to be there because he said, I don't want to hear this the rest of the freaking year.
Were you guys on time?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Okay.
Yes, we were.
Everybody was on time.
Including Mike.
Including your guy, but Justin.
Huh.
Wasn't he on time?
Yes, he was.
By 1 minute?
Yes, he was. And he got a round of applause for that, too.
He was on time. He didn't know where he was on time.
But
he
was
on
time.
Yeah.
Jeez. So what?
Go ahead. Next.
Go ahead. Gary don't speak much, so we'll let you go.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say anything. Go ahead.
No.
All right. We'll be on pause until Gary says something.
Dead air.
I was waiting for Gary to say something.
No, go ahead. I wasn't going to say anything.
Oh, okay. Well, I heard something coming out of your mouth.
No, I wasn't going to say nothing.
Well, if you're going out there Saturday... And they got five drivers from Winston Cup. I'm still on Winston Cup, the Infinity race. Five guys from the Sprint Cup is dropping down. Kyle Busch is one of them. Austin Dillon, he's another one. And Chase Elliott and Brad Keselowski. So you're going to be able to watch those guys run the Infinity race.
And
out
Eric?
There.
Eric?
Amarola.
Yep.
You know, sometimes that Infinity race to me is more exciting than the, you know, the big race.
Yeah.
There's tighter. Well, and I don't know about recently, but I know in the past when I went a couple times, it seemed like a better race because they were more grouped together, didn't spread out as much, and there's a lot more passing and things like that going on, and you know, a lot of aggressive, more younger, newer drivers. So they, you know. Not as experienced, so they do little more things to try to make things happen and all that stuff. And pretty exciting. So I think you're going to see a good race out there, Gary, when you go. I almost wish you got an extra ticket for me. I'll just keep asking.
I got to work.
But, should be a good race, man. I mean, they got the Neon Garage. You're going to... You guys get a free pass for that on?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. Check it out, man. It's really cool. I don't know if you've ever seen that before, the Neon Garage. Have you been to that?
Nope. Never.
Oh, yeah. Really cool, man. Long walk to get there, but once you're in there, man, you're right there. You can see the teams do. It was a great addition to this local track. I don't think you get that at any other track at all.
The experience of it. Seeing what's going on in the garages and them working on the cars and haulers and drivers in and out.
Oh, yeah, they're right in your face. And actually, you know, they have their computers set up. And I think I was telling you guys before, you know, they got their computers right there. I wish I took pictures, video, because you can see what they're changing and all that on some of them. Some of them cover it up. But there's a couple teams that just have it open and they're doing their setup or whatever it is they do with their hookups because – It's funny because nowadays they get their laptop, they set it on top of the hood of the car, and they start plugging USB plugs and all kinds of shit into it, and then start punching crap in and get all this data from the cars. It's pretty crazy. It's pretty neat. I wish our cars were all like that.
My bomber is. We plug that in. We just advanced after 2 years. Okay. Gary. Updated it from me being able to play Pong to Atari.
Yes.
Okay. That's we can plug the 33
moved up to Atari.
I moved up to Atari.
That's an advancement.
Yep.
If you move from
the green screen Pong to
Atari, you're doing good.
That's our computer capability in our bombers.
Oh, man.
Yep. We're advancing. Next. Couple years, I think maybe we'll get into Nintendo.
Whoa!
And Duck Hunt.
Don't skip a whole generation of Sega.
No, we can't do Duck Hunt. It involves a gun.
That's right up my alley.
Did you see
because
that?
I mean, Atari prepared you with combat to go to Duck Hunt.
Yeah,
I'm ready with Duck Hunt. Bring it on. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is a racing show.
I'm reading here that Saturday's field is going to include 74-year-old Morgan Shepherd.
Oh.
Yep, racing for Jesus.
And 1990 Daytona 500 champion Derek Cope.
Yep. These guys are dusting off themselves and fell in the field.
Yep.
Yep. Morgan been around forever.
74 years old.
Yep. God bless him.
Yep.
Thank God we all got something to look forward to now. We could still go pro, Gary.
Yep. Is Russ Wilson in the lineup there anywhere?
I haven't seen him yet. I'm reading, though. Hold
on. Means we got about 40 years left in us to get to pro. We might get discovered.
Yeah.
Jay, you better get those knocks out of your car. You might still be able to go pro.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Oh, my God. 74 years old. Man.
God bless him, man. God bless him.
Ay, ay, ay.
At least I might be able to get Chuck Trickle in a car then.
That's right.
Yeah. A couple million.
That's right.
And we're there.
Chucky can handle it.
Yeah, piece of cake.
Yeah, no
wasn't
problem.
It wasn't until not, what, a couple years or so ago, he still ran, like, yeah, at least the once a year, the
the Chris Trickle doubleheader.
Yeah, doubleheader.
Yeah.
Quit doing that, what, not that long ago.
No, I believe he ran last year.
Was it last year? Yeah. I thought it was a couple years now.
He get in the Infiniti Cup car and spank those kids' ass. What, are you kidding me?
That's right.
That's what he needs to do, yeah.
Get him in the car and set up, send him out there for a couple hundred laps. He'll be just fine. Show those youngsters what to do.
Ay, ay, ay.
You probably won't be able to get him out of the car, but hey, he'll run it.
I know. Have you done the Richard Petty thing or no?
Oh, yes.
Have you? I thought you did.
Oh,
you
yes.
Didn't. Yeah, but you
no,
did. Right. I thought you
yeah,
did.
I did.
Yeah. Yep. What's it like going that fast?
Came out as white as a ghost.
I'd like to try that.
God's honest truth.
Hey, maybe we'll have to put Michael in that. He'll come out white as a ghost.
I won't be one of them guys. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. He won't have to worry about building a wall.
That's right.
I won't be one of them guys. Jay. White as a ghost, huh?
White as a ghost.
You did the ride along.
Petty Driving Experience was our sponsor, one of our sponsors on the old radio show a day at the track. And we were invited out there for a ride-along, Tracy Leonard and I, who hosted the show. And I was fortunate to get the ride-along with George Antel, who runs a speed truck. And yeah, at the time,
back
he was
day,
running,
right,
running super late models out at the Bullring. Well, George gave us one hell of a ride. Well, gave me one hell of a ride. And basically, he got that car close enough to the backstretch wall where if I would have been able to stick my arm out, I would have touched that sucker.
Wow.
And then they brought it up to 160 miles an hour.
Wow.
You know, they were running 180. 185 at the time, years ago. I'm talking, 15 some odd years ago. And they're slicing it. I forgot who the other driver was. And they start slicing and dicing.
Oh,
on
no
the back
way.
Stretch.
That's cool.
Okay. And, I mean, the cars were side by side, slamming into turn four.
Wow.
Twice, I thought we were done.
Except a trial. Well, it's not really an oval, but...
Yeah. Either we were spinning out or I was eating white cement.
You're like, oh, crap.
Okay, George gave me one hell of a ride. And I recommend anyway, I think it's like $119
right,
to do it for three laps. I definitely recommend, and it gave me a whole new respect for what these guys do for 100, 200
laps,
okay, for an hour, two and a half, 3 hours.
Right.
Okay, being in that car, all right, and just taking water and 15-second pit stops, and you're back out there doing it again for another 50 laps. It gave me a whole new perspective. Going into turn two and coming out of four, you could grab your hand on the roll bar and you could not pull yourself
forward.
You were buried. The G's.
No kidding.
You were buried. absolutely buried in the right-hand side of that car. You weren't pulling yourself forward at all.
That's
and George cool. said, George had said, he said, you know, he says, when we go into the turns, he says, grab a hold of the bar in front of you, try and pull yourself. You're tight with the straps, but,
right, but you
should
feel
you,
them, yeah.
you could pull yourself. Uh-uh. You ain't pulling nothing forward.
Wow.
You are buried. That's, it was, you know, and he said, we got up to, we were clocked at 160, and it, one hell of a ride. I'd like to go back out there because this is over 15 years ago with the new banking.
Yes. Oh, man.
You know, where they're rolling 190. I don't know how fast they're taking these guys up to now, but George, it was faster than what they usually do the ride along.
Right.
I mean.
Yeah, I wonder, like you said, what the difference feeling would be with that banking if it feels, because you got more banking, obviously you're going to be angled more. Is it going to feel any less?
You're going into the seat and going a lot faster
into
those turns, man.
Man.
I'm telling you. One time we come out of turn four and we're right up against the wall. we just went from the bottom to the top coming out, and you just see it. I'm waiting for the car to break.
Right.
Waiting for it to go around. Never did, thank God. Thank you, George. But I got out and took the helmet off, and Tracy came over to me. He goes, are you okay?
No way.
I
tell.
I said, I think so. And he goes, you're white as a ghost, man. He goes, Jesus.
That's funny.
It's
funny because here it is. You're a circle track racer, you know, short track, of course, but here on a larger scale. Yeah, I guess two things,
on
though.
On a much larger scale.
You know, two things, though. You're not in the driver's seat, so you don't have control. No. You're at the mercy of somebody else.
Yes, that's correct.
And second of all, you're the passenger side.
That knows what the car can do, and I have no idea what the car is
right.
going to do.
And you're on the passenger side. You're actually next to the wall.
And we were within inches of each other.
Oh,
I mean, you could have stuck a phone book in between us when George and started slicing and dicing. You know, I don't know what my face looked like, but Tracy was having a grand old time, and I'm just looking at white wall and white heaven pearly gates.
In that order, too, yeah.
But
wall first, then the pearly gates.
I would like to do it again with the new banking.
That would be cool.
Most definitely get out there. I mean, that's something that I strongly recommend. You guys haven't done it.
No.
You know, we need to get together out there.
We'll do a threesome out there.
Yeah. So I don't know whether Matt Cunningham is still out there driving or not. I heard he was at one time.
We'll see if there's
the Andersons are driving out there, aren't they?
I don't know.
Aren't they still driving out there?
I don't know. Last I heard, Matt
out.
Was out there, but
who?
I don't. Matt Cunningham, yeah.
I wouldn't mind hooking up with them. And,
we'll see if there's somebody that might
out there.
That might have a reputation for being aggressive. Get you in with one of them guys.
Oh, George was aggressive. Now, I'm a little bit more prepared this time. You do?
Yeah, you know
it's like
the
first time you go on a roller coaster. Okay. Well, times that by 1,000. That's all. I know what to expect going into one and coming out and coming out of four. You know, it was quite a surprise. Very enlightening. You know, and anybody who says that these NASCAR drivers are not athletes.
Oh, absolutely. Running
go take one of these rides for 3 laps.
Right.
Go take one of these rides, a petty driving experience, okay, and then tell me what you think, okay? Because it's
what
they do for several hours there. And
right, compared to just
under
laps
five,
or
six pit stops. You know,
yeah.
It's, they're athletes.
Oh, yeah.
Trust me, they're athletes.
No, that's cool. I mean, obviously, if you want to check it out, go to lvms.com and click on probably Super Speedway or there's
petty,
other links on there.
Or pettydrivingexperience.com.
Yep, or check that out, and I'll have a link to the local.
Or you can
track.
Call LVMS at 702-644-4444 and ask. To speak to the petty driving experience.
They'll be busy this week, so he might
yes, they
he
will.
Might be put on hold a little.
Oh,
a little
yes, they will.
But, yeah, if you go check out the race, man, you might want to check that out and see what these guys are experiencing out there on the track. That'd be cool.
I'll tell you, you know, the wives, ladies who listen out there, go get this for your husband. Go give him a 3-lap ride along, man. And go ahead. You get yourself one, too, and both go out there. It's a great experience. Pictures, the whole ball of wax. They give you the fire suit. They give you the fire shoes.
They do
they give you a helmet, and they just tell you what to do. And one thing George didn't do was tell me what to friggin' expect.
Right.
Okay.
Did you say what to do in case the car catches on fire?
No, they don't. They don't go through that.
Okay. They want to scare their crap
out
of you.
They do have the EMTs on hand, you know. And they have several cars out there, you know, that you can ride along in. So I highly recommend it. We got to do that. Take you guys out there and have you do it, man.
I'm all for that. How about you, Gary?
I'm for it.
Jay's paying for it, so
I'm even more for it.
We're both in. JJ's paid.
Let's go.
Let's check it out, Jay. That sounds like a great idea. We'll have to look into that. Yep. I've never done that.
It's definitely an experience, and they mean experience.
Cool. Hey, maybe we'll get a bunch of other people together too. I'll go out there one time if you want to join in with us.
Yeah, I think I think it's like $119 for 3 laps.
We'll take a look.
And
we'll see.
They have other experiences there. You know, you can go through their driving school and actually get behind the wheel of one of them, and it's pretty involved.
I'll look into that, and maybe we'll do all three of us, and then maybe we'll do a giveaway for a fourth seat or something, and to a listener or something like that.
No, don't spend my money that quick.
You sure?
No, positive.
Come on.
Well,
you already paid for 3. Yeah. Might as well be a foursome.
Hell no.
Well, we'll look into that. So keep tuned. Yeah, stay tuned every Tuesday. We'll get something going.
I won't be able to pay rent.
I'm sure Gary will let you sleep in the studio. Huh?
If I was here, he'd put me to work. When he's not here, he puts me to work.
Hey, speaking of that, nice job you did on that car out there, huh?
It's getting there.
Getting there.
Yeah, I'm getting a little body work to do on it.
Cool. That's a lot of work, man.
Just a little bit.
At the body on the car we got, I'm like, man, I better get busy. I better get you over there.
You just might as well get out the plasma cutter for
kidding.
That.
Oh, yeah, there's no... Make a
visit to Nevada Pick Apart.
I don't know if they'd have anything.
Just pick up a new body.
I don't think they'd have anything like that. That might be something to look into. You never know.
NevadaPickApart.com.
Yeah.
Check it out.
I'll have to call Steve.
Yeah. There you go.
Sometimes he'll ask you, well, what do you want me to look for? And when he goes out to the auctions, I don't know if he still goes to the auctions anymore, but he used to go find a car for you or something. So, but
I think he's got other guys.
Other guys
that
do
now.
That now.
Yep.
Oh well.
Yep. Give him a call. Ask him if they have any. What is that thing that you bought?
It's a Buick.
Buick.
It's a Buick.
What?
Regal.
76.
Mm-hmm. I think so. They only made that body style, I think, for 2 years, just like the Monte Carlo.
And give him a call. See if they got a 1976 Buick Regal.
Gary.
And they might have it. Or a 1976 Buick Skylark? Wouldn't that make?
I don't know.
That would
make
up, wouldn't it? At least the fenders and the hood.
I think the Monte Carlo stuff would fit too.
I don't think so.
They'll never know.
No.
Just put a Monte Carlo front end.
I don't think anybody will know. No.
No.
All right.
No, I've dealt with my mind. I don't think they're gonna hang.
Oh well. Yeah.
No.
That's the problem, with the years of most of the bombers out there, with the availability of backup cars or parts, they're becoming slimmer and slimmer.
They're getting thin.
I mean, there's a time you go out there and just not even give a crap. You know, there's Camaros and, you know, mid-70s, late-70s Camaros and, the Monte Carlos and the Regals.
You're dealing with 1976. It's 40 years old this year.
I know.
They're 40-year-old cars.
Is that crazy?
Okay. You know?
Damn.
A lot of them get turned into what you have, lowriders. That's right.
The wheelbase is too short for that. You need the Cadillac for that. Come on.
They see you coming immediately. They know Monte Carlo that way.
So?
That's it. Yeah, a lot of them you see are lowriders now. So. You're familiar.
Thanks. We're going to take a break. No, we're going to go ahead and take a break. I keep being labeled as one of them guys. So we're going to take a break. We'll see you after on the other side.
I'm Thane Alderman, and you're listening to On Wheels Now.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, TheBomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen!
The sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports.
So don't miss the action.
We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space, looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart your used or old vehicle and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Welcome back to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. This is the Racers Roundtable. It's where racers, race fans, and race officials can get together and talk about local racing. And if you want to talk about your team or what your sponsors have in store for you, you can give us a call, 702-865-8116, I think is the number. You can give it a shot. Otherwise,
685-8116.
Yep, that was it. So give us a call.
You got that right.
Just testing the old memory. Anyways, Jay, what do you got there?
Oh, we got camp out.
Nah, speaking of camp out. Okay.
Camp out. Has everything for the great outdoors. They got boats, cargo, motorcycle, utility, and race car trailers. They got recreation vehicles, tonneau covers, and caps. And now they got RV parts and accessories. You can come check out Camp Out at their new location, 3076 Fremont Street. Check out their website at campout.com. So, yep.
Okay.
Camp Out. Gary was wondering where that commercial went.
Yeah, there it is. He found it. Gary's got his own party going on behind the...
It got lost somewhere in the email. Maybe it's the same place as Pitcher is.
Yeah, Sprint.
Sprint, thanks,
Sprint. Sprint probably has this commercial.
I believe it, too. Trust me.
And I want to thank also Ken Watson at Roadrunner Engine Parts. That's Ken at RoadrunnerEngineParts.com. They're located 71 North Pecos Road, Suite 109. You got a question about engine parts or what Roadrunner engine parts can do for you, give them a call, 702-333-0123. That's 333-0123. And that's Roadrunner engine parts.
And if you want to stay up to date and get the latest on any local racing, you want to go to thebombernation.com. And check it out. Always the latest stuff happening on the front page. And then go to the message boards. Go to the message boards and see what Justin's talking about you about. Because I know he's talking crap somewhere. That's
taking
Justin,
my
that's,
paper.
That's Justin for you. I know, you're losing it over
you
there.
You see that? Gary took it.
So make sure you go to the BomberNation.com website and check it out. And, of course, join us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. here as we
did you say something about...
VJ?
Well, Justin, there he is right there.
And that's him inviting you to the BomberNation.com message board. Thank you, Justin.
Yep. Also want to thank, we're going right by that. We're building the wall. Want to thank Reliable Banner, Mike at Reliable Banner, all your printing needs, www.rbprints.com. Want to thank Phil and Jim at Pick Art Radiator. Tis the season. Go get your AC checked. We're rolling 80 degrees, man. They just don't do radiators. They'll give you a tune-up on your air conditioning. This is the time to have it done. I want to thank D&N Equipment. You got a tire changer. You got a wheel balancer. These are the guys to call to fix it. If you're looking for one, a used one, a new one, get a hold of D&N Equipment, 702-565-0528. That's 702-565-0528. And also want to thank Daniel at Best Muffler for everything that they do.
Of course, you want to make sure you visit all the sponsors on any race car you see out there at the track. They help keep us all going one way or the other. So make sure you check it out.
Support a racer. Buy something from the sponsor on their quarter panels. All there is to it.
Or the hood.
Bottom line. Hey,
or the little sticker on the very bottom. No, yeah, exactly. I mean, it takes, you know, you got the big boys in town. They got big million-dollar sponsors and all that. We don't have that luxury for us short track racers, unfortunately. We have local, you know, sponsorship or money out of our own pockets, and to help kind of replace that, you know, every small sponsor is the same as a big sponsor to us. So you want to make sure you check them out. And
makes it easier to keep the sponsor.
That's right.
That's it.
Absolutely. And they
put
might
your name out there, man.
Shoot that's, some more money at you.
Put their name out there.
So, but
yeah.
Anyway, speaking of that, coming up here, the 12th, which Gary already said he's not going to be here, is going to be the first opening pre-registration day, opening of the LVMS bouldering practice for the season. It's a day practice on March 12th.
Yeah, registration starts at 8 and ends at 2 o'clock, and the test and tune starts at 10 and we'll finish at 5.
All day.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good day.
10 to 5.
And you'll have Gary there hounding you for anything, so it'll be a nice, calm day at the track if you're on his team.
I'll be working.
Oh, okay. Right? So you're not going to be there. Okay.
He's not here that weekend. I'll be working. I'll be doing something. That's for sure.
Man. How's your car coming, Gary? Coming along? Close? On the way? Working on it?
Working on it.
Working on it?
Working on it.
That's all you can say.
It's all in work in progress.
Might not be a point season for you. Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't think so.
Well, sorry.
But guess what? I got 2017 to look forward to.
Oh, man. Well, you got 40 more years of racing left in you, so.
I got 2065 to look forward to.
Yeah, look forward. There you go. That's a magic number. That'll be your last year of racing.
The second coming of Morgan Shepherd.
Russ Wilson.
Russ Wilson.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, man. Any local talk that you've heard, Gary? Anybody you ran across? Kaylee Barker going to be there with her super late model, of course.
Yep.
She'll be out there. You can go to KayleeBarker.com. But she didn't make the drive for diversity, I take it.
No, not this year.
Not this year. So, you know, if you do want to sponsor someone like her, go check it out, KayleeBarker.com. I mean, you're going to miss out if you don't jump on her bandwagon right now. She's got a lot to offer the racing world here coming up. So,
at the picnic that we had, I did have a chance to speak to Mr. Vern Hill, Goat Roper himself.
There you go. Vern Hill is there. That's right.
And he's got about 80% of the car done.
Nice. Didn't he say it, the frame got bent
he's
or something?
He's
got
to do a little framework on it, but he's getting there.
It's good to hear.
He's getting there. So there's a good chance we might see him out there this year.
Cool. Of course, that's one of the stories from fan to racer.
Correct. Out of the seat in the stands to into seat. The seat of a race car.
Right, and did everything, and he does everything himself. Built it
yes,
from,
he does.
From scratch.
So. I've asked him a number of times, and so has Gary. We'll
you
give
need
you
help,
a hand.
Man.
We'll give you a hand, Vern. We'll give you a right. bring it over, especially with the frame.
Yeah.
You know, I said, one, give Gary a call and see what time slot we can get you in, and we'll go from there.
No, just you a man know? That wants to do it himself.
And
can't blame him.
He's insistent on doing it. You know, and I pressed him on the issue, and he says, I'm just very, very meticulous, JJ. I'm very, very specific. And the way he ran his car, you know, he had his car looking great. He is very meticulous, takes his time, very thorough, and hopefully we'll see him out there before the year is over this year.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see him out there, whether it's dirt or pavement, at some point. No. Yeah, it's good to see that. You see somebody from the stands make it out. You know, it's not that often that you see that, because you always hear people in the stands, oh, I'm going to bring my whatever out there and kick all these guys' butts, but they don't realize what goes into circle track racing. It's not just drive your car on the track and you go.
Yeah, after the first 2 weeks, they're like, man, I don't know if I'm going to go out there.
Right.
You know, then it hits 100 degrees.
Yeah, you got your fire suit on and your helmet.
And the pits is 110 degrees and track's 120 degrees and the engine's blowing on you at 190 degrees.
Yep, and then that wad of money you used to have in your pocket. Gone now.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But I'm going out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you got in so deep, you got to keep doing it because then you just wasted a bunch of money.
That's it. That's where a magic marker, a piece of cardboard, and a corner comes in.
Well, yeah, I noticed like half the guys are racers out there on the corner. Like, hey, I know that guy. I think he races.
Okay, help him out.
Why lie? I need race money.
Yeah, why lie? I need race money.
I need entry fee.
That's it. Yep. It's like the one, those that, did we mention this before? That my top two signs that I saw another one.
Oh, what was
the first one that I always gave money to, the guy was on Rancho, 95 off-ramp. He had the sign, I'm not going to lie, I need a beer.
Right. Why lie? I need beer.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not going to lie, I need a beer. All right. It was just last month, I saw another guy on Flamingo getting off 95 northbound on Flamingo. And the sign read, I'm too honest to steal, and I'm too ugly to prostitute. And I was like, honesty, here you go. There's a buck. And yes, he was too ugly to prostitute.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Okay. Those are my top two signs that, you know, I need race money. That's it. Another career change if I don't make it in Washington as an intern.
Well, you'll be an intern for, what, about a year, and then you'll have to grab that marker and cardboard. So. And
I'm just looking forward to the court cases. That's all. There's got to be some money there.
Yeah, there you go.
There's got to be some money there. There
you go. Sell the story.
You're already looking that's into awesome. Court.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
With that man. That's going to be her line.
Yeah. I'm just going on what's good for the goose is good for the gander. All I know is I'm not going to be building a wall, that's for sure.
You know what? I hope they build a wall so I don't have to listen to this crap anymore. I'll jump it going the other way. I'll jump it.
Well, we got him voting for Trump.
I'm going the other way, though.
Oh, you're going to go back.
I'm going to Mexico. I'm going to Mexico.
Jeez. You're going to go back, huh?
Back. I won't even get into that.
I
think, Gary, you're more Mexican than I am.
Oh, no.
Has he figured out where Detroit is yet or what?
Oh, man.
But.
Ay, ay, ay.
What else is new? Anything?
Hey, NHRA's coming in after the big boys. Yep.
Well,
so
that's right.
That's something else to look forward to. You got the Outlaws. You got Winston Cup. Sprint Cup. I'll never get that. I've known it for 50 years as Winston Cup.
I know.
And Bush, this Infinity, X-Infinity, you know. And what are they now? Are they the trucks, are they still Craftsman?
No.
Trucks,
camping,
are they
Camping World
trucks? See, as what
camping
do I know?
Camping World trucks.
I don't follow.
Hey, did you look into the rule changes that I told you about, or no? For the chase.
No,
Look into that.
Yeah.
Mikey brought it up, you know, a little while ago. That you know, it's a lot different, I guess, from last year even. So. I don't keep up with that. I don't know anything about the chase. And
the Sweet 16?
Yeah.
So. As in, that's March Madness coming up. We're in March.
Yep.
College basketball. Congratulations to UNLV. Just this past Saturday, they took down Wyoming. So.
Who are they playing next?
Gary,
you?
Out of town. I don't know.
Oh, San Diego.
They're going to San Diego.
Number one team in the Mountain West.
So they just had their last home
and that's
game.
That's why I get free tickets, because they'll be traveling with the team.
Mm.
So.
Cool.
I get the stepmom's ticket.
Uh-huh.
But she'll be back Sunday.
Oh, damn it. Sure, she don't travel anywhere? Come on. No. No, that's cool. So. A lot of racing still going on. I mean, I can't believe, of course, the World of Outlaws here again this year. They stopped coming for a few years, and now they're back. So it's good to see them guys out on the dirt track. And I wish they'd do more events on that dirt track. It's really, really great track. But a lot of prep time, a lot of man hours going to that.
Yep. World of Outlaws and Dueling Desert.
Dueling Desert, pretty much the two big events out
that's
there.
That's about it. That's about it.
But, you know, hey, as you guys know, racing on dirt for many years, you know, there's a lot of prep work that goes into that. And, you know, Chad, you
every
know,
other
it,
weekend,
it takes somebody that knows how to prep a track, like Chad out there at Pahrump, you know, he's spent a lot of time out there prepping.
It's a lot of work. I mean, the strip, they've devoted so much time, you know, 52, they're only dark 46 weekends out of the year. They got so much built up at the strip.
Right.
Going on, they got the bull ring, they got the karting course, they got exotic racing out there, they got petty experience out there. It's, I mean, so much, a BMX course. They built the off-road truck course that Gary and I went to last year. There's so much going on out there.
Oh, and
you
then
know,
they got the little tracks inside the big track, the little oval.
Yeah, the 1-8. Yeah. They got the road course that the Legends run all winter long. It's it's endless.
Ton of racing at this local track. So if you love racing, man, you got to live in Vegas.
They're making money everywhere else. I mean, even in the parking lots, they got exotic racing. They're running dream racing. You know, they're making everywhere else that the dirt track has never been a priority to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, except for two events a year. It's never been established to run every other week series.
Did you hear there's a, I don't know, it's almost like the exotic car thing they're building right there off Sloan and then 15?
I just heard that today. Something about a road course up there.
Yeah,
in Sloan.
A road course going on up there. I think it's going to be more like the exotic cars thing. It's more exclusive to, but I don't know. It could be open. It would be wise of them to open it up to maybe some more FCCA racing or something like that.
Yeah,
I don't know if they are.
Right behind the bull ring. They have the road course there that they were running cars there when I went last Wednesday. They had
those are a lot of fun. I don't know if you ever
those cars there, and they have vintage out there, motorcycles out there quite a bit.
Yep.
You know,
Absolutely.
That's huge. And then stock, we saw last year they had stock Camaros and Mustangs and Chargers, brand new ones rolling around the course. So
there's
always something going on out there.
Now, of course, go to the BomberNation.com website, check it out. You'll find all the latest and greatest. And you can always go to LVMS.com and click on the track of your choice. And as usual, out of time, but enjoy the races this weekend, Gary. I know they're going to be a lot of fun. Drink a lot of water. And if you're going out there, anybody out there, be careful and keep hydrated.
Yeah.
It's going to be warm.
Please don't drink and drive.
Absolutely.
Don't drink and hang out and
stay there a little longer. And, of course, we'll see you next Tuesday here live at 6 p.m. on WheelsNow.com.
Have a good night.
Thanks for listening.